Today's daf is daf Nuntes, and we're holding still in the middle of the sugya of the halacha of the gidulin. We started off with what appeared to be a general question, which was raised. It happened to be raised by Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama about the elements of batzal in shvitz, but we took for granted that this would be a question that would affect of all things. But it turned out yesterday, after we went through all of the variations, a lot of different variations, where we had the question of whether Gidulim can be Mevatel. Remember that according to Ran, the question was whether Gidulim have a Din of the Yikar. That's the only issue. There wouldn't have been any other question. If Gidulim are Heter, then they'll be Mevatel the Yikar. If they're Isser, then they won't be Mevatel the Yikar. And that's what it all boiled down to. We had a number of reasons for saying this, if you recall. So we rapidly expanded the question into issues of it's something that was potter, or something that was tevel, or something that had been already mitukan, something that was kaloya kerem, something that was orla, parts of it had grown, something that was a batzal in shishis had grown in shviyas, something that was in shviyas had grown in shminis, which was the original question. We took it all really as one big question. Finally, so we ended up with machlokasin of Amoraim. We had four different mamores of Amoraim about how it was to look at this issue. And we ended up being able to bring a raya, which appeared to be a raya that was absolutely muchetzet, from the Mishnah itself, where we saw that by Shvius, indeed, there's no question about it, that Gidulei Shvius are actually Mala, the Iker, And we look at them as having a different din than the Iker when you're talking about whether it's Shishis into Shvius or Shvius into Shminis. So that we would go afield the Kula, when we have the growth of Shminis, it's going to be Mevatel, the Iker of the Batzal, which is an Iser Shvius. So that seemed to clear it all up, but the Gemara said, well, not necessarily. I mean, we're ready to accept that it's true, but maybe it's true, and it's true even in terms of bringing an absolute answer to the question that was raised originally. But we thought that that was a general question. Actually, it was a very specific question. It turns out that the way that it was asked was limited to Shemitah, and indeed the riot that we have is limited to Shemitah. And the reason that Shemitah is unique is because it's the only thing that is completely dependent on the state of growth. Mashenken, everything else, where growth is a factor, nonetheless, you can't say that it's the absolute definition of what's happening. And therefore, you can be mevatel with growth from the karka, which defines the nature of Shemitah, but which does not define the nature of any other Isser. It's not the growth per se, it's that the fact that it grew is what makes something new. But what's the Isser of that something new? The fact that it was in a kerem was kloya kerem. The fact that it was a third year was that it was orla. The fact that it was digun was what made it chayev and meiser. But nowhere do we find something that is uniquely defined by growth per se. That was the Gemara's very interesting approach yesterday, which means that we're left a little bit confused. Because when it comes to shviyas, we do have a raya. When it comes to maaser, when it comes to anything else, we don't have a raya that will be mevat. What we did have was the braita that talked about maaser, which is very interesting because we brought it sort of just agav, you know. We were trying to say, isn't maaser something which grows from the ground? And we thought for a minute that it was entirely a function of the ground. And it said over here that if you have a litra maaser, so then what you do is you prorate the taking of the maaser, right? And we said, well, that the part of it, you're talking over there where you had actually planted it during Shemitah, so the new growth was potter. So we said, okay, so prorate it, take off maaser from somewhere else on the part that was chayev, and that would be fine. But anyway, that showed that it was not potter in the growth. That was a problem. Okay, so we said, well, maaser really isn't dependent only on growth, it's dependent on digun. The truth is, of course, that all of a sudden should have started alarm bells ringing, because it certainly reflects on one of the cases of the Amoraim before, which was talking about Maaser, which didn't take into consideration this Braita. We're certainly going to have to get back to that, because something funny about that Braita and what it is that we had said, it's Mitaser Tafi Kula. We're going to have to look at the Mitaser Tafi Kula in terms of this Braita. But meanwhile, Meanwhile, the main reason, of course, that we're bringing all of this here was because our Mishnah specifically addresses a case of Gidulin, and it talks about the difference between a Dovah She'ein Zaro Kala, like an onion, which was really what we were, the main thing that we're talking about over here, because it's such a perfect example of things that sprout off pieces from it and so on, continue to grow. And we're finally getting around to trying to bring a raya directly from our Mishnah. So, Mosiv Rami Bar Choma, Konim Peirota Ilu Alai, Konim Hem Api, Konim Hem Lefi, Asur Bichilu Feyenu Vigiduleyen, She'eni Ochel, She'eni Itoim, Mutar Bichilu Feyenu Vigiduleyen, and now the Mishnah says, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, B'davar she'zaro kala, b'davar she'en zaro kala, and what is that referring to? Batzal. It's exactly the case we've been talking about all along. The Mishnah says b'feirush. If you're talking about an onion, I feel gedulim asurim. So why are we sitting around here looking for rayas and differences between shmita and everything else? It's a b'feirush Mishnah. It says b'feirush. If you have an identifiable core and it grows outwards, everything that grows from it is asur. So what more do you want from that? That's true, but this is a rather unique case, isn't it? I mean, if you're talking about konamot, see, then you're talking about a dover sheyesh lo matirin. If you're talking about a dover sheyesh lo matirin, that would explain why it's never bottle. Because ho'elu boy, e boy matchil aloy. It's not because the gidulim are actually osir. It's because, actually they do have a different halacha. You're saying they do have a different, the way the Ram is learning. They do have a different halacha. The Iker is us, the Gedulim is Mutter. You say, so why isn't it bottle? It's not bottle because it's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And the Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, since over here you're supposed to be Sherl on the Netters, we'll see. So therefore, it's not going to be bottle anyway. Wait, is the issue that if you want to, you could take off the Yisr? I mean, that's true about Truma also, isn't it? If you want to take off the Yisr of Truma, all you have to do is you could be Sheryl on the Truma. You created Truma through Dibur. It's basically like a Neder. So if you want, you can tell a Kohen, you can tell a Chacham, I made a mistake, I really didn't want this to be Truma, but something else to be Truma, take off the dinner Truma. So why isn't Truma also Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Are a Truma Diboy Machal about the Barov? Now, halacha is on Truma, I mean, it's a fair Mishnah, that Truma is batal. I mean, that doesn't mean Barov literally, it's batal b'meya. But the point is, and the Grove takes out the word Barov, because, I mean, it's sort of glaringly not so. It's on batal Barov. But, I mean, otherwise, we just use the sense of batli Barov, and it's, that there is Taruvas on it, which is what we're trying to prove over here. That's a fair Mishnah. Sa'at Truma t'meya, sh'naflala pachot b'meya chulim. So if you've got Truma Tameya, falls into less than 100 of Chulin, what are you going to do with Truma Tameya? It Tera Cave. So it's going to be, because you certainly can't leave it around. So what are you going to do with it? So you let it rot and throw it out. But Mashma, though, that Mishnah is saying, but if it would be Meya, it would be Tale, even though it's Truma Tameya. Yeah. So what are you asking? That if you want to, you could be Shoyal. It's talking about a coin who has Truma. The coin can't be Shoyal. The Yisrael who gave it to him is the one who would be Shoel, right? So therefore, it's not considered to be a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, either because of the fact that the person to whom it's Asur, that is now the Kohen who has the Truma, he can't be Shoel. That's a simple way of understanding it. A more fundamental way of understanding it, which is the way most of the Rishonim understand it, is that the same way that you can't be Shoel on a Neder, where the Neder was already Mekuyim, it's no longer binding, it's no longer here. The Truma having been already given is the equivalent of a Neder that is finished. You don't go back to ask on a Neder that was finished. The Neder no longer is done.
Yisrael can't be
Shoel. So the Yisrael also wouldn't be able to be Shoel on it. Yeah, but the other way of learning where there are one or two Pirushim that say that it's because it's in the hand of the Kohen. It's not the norm for Yisrael to be Shoel after he was already giving it to the Kohen. It's his business at this point. So as far as the Kohen is concerned, it's a Dover She'en Lo Matir. It's a very balabatish as far as they would say.
It doesn't have
bias.
Right? Even with it, it's simpler. I'm no longer in the
Baal. No, I don't need to be a Baal on it. I'm being Shoel on my Netter that created it, L'chatchila.
How is it
that? It's not a function of Baalut.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, well, who are you trying to fool? What do you mean it's in the Biat Kohen? You please continue to read the Mishnah. You'll see it's not good in Biat Kohen. Ema Seifa. Imaita Torah. But if it wasn't Truma to me, huh? And then it wasn't bottle, it fell into pochel to be meyah chulim. What do you do with it? Sell it to a kohen. What do you mean sell it to a kohen? I thought you said it's in the hands of the kohen. So obviously, the Mishnah is not talking about in the hands of a kohen. Okay, fine. So I don't mean it's in the hands of a kohen now. You know what it's talking about? It was given over to the kohen. And the kohen died and left it to his grandson, who was Yisrael. No, what's the problem? Naflum mi beit avi imo kohen. His maternal grandfather was a Kohen. So now he's Yisrael, and inherited it from a Kohen. But of course, there were Truman, it was already given to a Kohen. It's no longer possible to be Sheol on it. He's not the Yisrael who is Mafresh, it is the Yisrael who owns it. So what does he do with it? He can make money off of it still, but he could sell it to a Kohen. Obviously, he can't use it himself. That's not a problem. No. No, it is a problem. Because the Sefer says he can sell it to a Kohen minus the value of the Sa'av Truma. Now, if he inherited it, why minus the value? I understand. But you were thinking sell it to a Kohen because he's not allowed to eat it. But the Mishnah makes it clear he's not allowed to have the benefit of the money because it isn't his. So then obviously he's not a Yisrael who inherited from a Kohen, who's easy Yisrael supposed to be giving it to a Kohen. So that means it's in the hands of the Yisrael. So now you can be Sheol on it.
Can't we just say it's a different case, Rabbi?
What different case?
That this time of change is just a different case. The Brayta was talking about something else.
I'm sorry, Moshe Baruch, you got to be more specific. I don't know. I mean, everything can be answered that way. But it's too broad of an answer.
It just seems to
it's like 42.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Okay. Okay, Ella Ema, so therefore, what we're going to have to say is that there's a very, very simple difference between Truma and Konamot. The difference is this, that Konamot, it's a mitzvah, literally, Aleim. When we say it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Because of the fact that it can be shoal on, and you can eat it better, it's that you're supposed to be shoal on it. It's omed to be shoal on it. It's good to be shoal on it. So therefore, it's considered to be a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Why is that? Bishum de Rabbi Natan. You remember Rabbi Natan's halacha, we had recently a few times, which is, kol hanoder kilu bana bama. So somebody who makes a neder, it's like he's building a bomber. He thinks he's doing great things. He's creating additional Isurim. It's exactly like creating additional places to bring karbanas, which is a disaster. And therefore, okay, even doing it, but now he's going to be mekayim it, not ask on it, and be seiser his bomber. That's as if you're going out to be makriv on the bomber. That's a chi of kores. You don't do things like that. It's not a mitzvah. So therefore, it would have been good to get rid of your neder, and it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Avo truma, my mitzvah literally, I understand. There's a mitzvah to get rid of truma? The fact that something could be theoretically done is weird. Why would somebody be shal on truma? So therefore, it's not considered to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Gufa. Omer Rebbe Yochanan. Litra bitzalim. Now, we're going back to the original quote that we had of Rebbe Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have a liter of bitzolim, that you went ahead now and you were metakein, so now you made it all kosher, you took off the trumas and the maisras, and then you went ahead and were zorea your bitzolim, the new growth is not only taken off maaser prorated, but it's mitaseret lafi kula. You say, the entire thing is considered never to have been ma'aseret. And since it was never taken off ma'aser, you take off the new ma'aser from the whole thing. You remember we used this as a raya earlier on, that Rabbi Yochanan Shita was, that the new growth is mevatel, the original growth.
All seeds have been ma'aser, etc.
This is not a seed. This is a batzal. That's the difference. We're talking about a dover she'in zaro kalas. The original batzal is still here. We had this discussion yesterday. I understand that where you come from, you're focused on seeds and not in Bitsalim, having had vast acreage of growth in South Africa. We're talking about little petty farmers with little onions here and there, you know, like a bissel tzibalach would be.
When they say the ikar is kayam, is it still there?
No, sure it is. It's delicious. Yes, yes.
It's rotten now, the original batzal.
No. No.
Problem with us non-agriculturalists.
Yosef Rabba v'karmel Oshmai. There's a Rabba who was sitting around quoting Rabbi Yochanan's Pesach. You take off Maaser from the whole thing. So Reb Chisda got very upset, and he said, can you tell me who is crazy enough to pay any attention to you and to that rabbi of yours? I mean, they said, who's this Rabbi Yochanan now saying kind of crazy piskei halachot? Man sa'it lecha, who's going to listen to you? Or to Rabbi Yochanan, your Rav? What are you telling me? That something that was mutter suddenly becomes osur? This I'd like to see. How in the world did the heter disappear? You want to talk about the heter of eating something. But here you can easily deal with the prorated aspect that is still there. Right? There's a batzal that's there. It was kosher to eat. And you are making it tevel and being completely unconcerned about the issue of taking off minachiyu valaptur. You suddenly magically made it now chayev in maaser. You can't take something that's patur in maaser and arbitrarily make it chayev in maaser because a bittel. Who ever heard of bittel making something chayev in maaser? What kind of logic is there in such a thing? It seems absolutely off the wall. It's completely different than the question of whether you can eat something that became bottle and something else. The Torah says there's no issue. If you can't taste it, then you're allowed to eat it. If it isn't there, la halacha, you're allowed to eat it. What does that have to do with creating a new reality that something that was potter from maaser now becomes chayav in maaser? Where does that come from, such a svar? You know what that would be saying? I'll tell you what it would be saying. It would be saying that if you've got a bunch of kosher strings to make tzitzis with, and now some non-kosher strings to make tzitzis that weren't made lishma, they fall into it. Well, let's go Basar Rov and say that they're all kosher strings to make tzitzis. Well, you're going to say it turned now into kosher strings to make tzitzis. You're going to make it all lishma. What does that mean? Well, you're saying it's all chayev in maaser. What does that mean, it's all chayev in maaser? Prorate it. Take off maaser from somewhere else. Which, of course, was exactly what it said in the Braita that we spoke about earlier. Prorate it. Take off the maaser from somewhere else. Omar Lay, now wait a minute here. Don't start shouting at me in Ba'an Rabbi Yochanan. How about the Mishnah that we spoke about, that you're conveniently ignoring? We spoke about this just yesterday. We had the case of the onions that had, now these were onions of shishit. So these were kosher onions now, and they're now in the field in Shvi'it, and it rains, and they grow. So yardu aleihem geshamim v'tzimchu. So we said, okay, it depends on the colors of the leaf. Ima yu alin shalayim shechorim. What we have to determine is whether the new growth is simply sprouts of the onion. If there's sprouts of the onion, then if the onion is kosher, the new growth is kosher. But if this new growth is actually growing from the ground, it's just growing out of the original rooting system, which is the original onion, so then it would be new growth that would have a dinner shmita. So ima yu alin shalem shechorin, if the leaves are dark, so then they're aser, because they're not just extensions of the original onion. But if horiku, they however are yellowish, so then they're mutarim, because they're growing from the original onion. So explain to me your logic. V'chishechorin, amaya surim, can you explain to me how all of a sudden it became aser? Heter shebehen lehechan halach. How come the whole thing is chayev in maaser? What happened? How come the whole thing rather is Shemitah? Where is the heter? So you say, what difference does it make? Aren't we just talking about eating? No, no, we're not. Because the din is that shviit, if I exchange it for something else, it's tofeset damav. Right? It's one of the only things, like hegdesh, or like avodah zarah, where if you sell it, the money that you sold it for has the same dinim as the peres that you sold. So when you tell me that the new growth now makes this osur as shviyis, so you're telling me that if I exchange it for something else, the entire value of this thing now becomes shviyis. What do you mean? What happened to prorating? After all, the heter couldn't have just disappeared, could it? And you can easily prorate the value that would have the din of the Shemitah on it, and the other part wouldn't have the din of the Shemitah on it. So don't you go yelling at Rabbi Yochanan. It's a heter shebe'er yechanar. Here's exactly the same case, and it's a Mishnah. What are you going to do about the Mishnah? I'm like, what Mishnah? I don't even see the Mishnah. Where? Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah's talking about the leaves. Where did it say in the Mishnah that the Iker also becomes Osir? It doesn't say that. Mi savad al Iker katani. Where was the Mishnah talking about what the din was of the Iker? The Mishnah was talking about the Tosefet Katani. Not Tosefet Katani is Surin. Wait, that's how you're understanding the Mishnah? So then, in the Braita that said about this Mishnah, explain to me what Reb Shimon Gamliel was coming to add. You're claiming that the meaning of the Mishnah was that the leaves are the new growth, they're Aser B'Shemitah, and we're just looking at the color of the leaves in order to determine whether they are indeed new growth. But the Mishnah did not mean to say anything about the Ikar. That's what you're saying. Could you excuse me, please take a look at the Braita? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, HaGadel B'Chiyuv Chayav, HaGadel B'Ptur Patur. Okay, say that after me. HaGadel B'Chiyuv Chayav, but HaGadel B'Patur Patur. Didn't you just say that that's what the Mishnah said? You said that's what the Rabbanit said. The new growth is Aser, the old growth is Mutter. That's what you said. The growth from the Shish is Mutter. So Reb Shimon Gamliel brilliantly says, no, you say the old growth is Mutter and the new growth is Mutter, is Aser. But I say the new growth is Aser, but the old growth is Mutter. That's brilliant. What's he coming to say? That's exactly Tanakam and Ami Achyomer. That's what they said. So what's he saying in the Mishnah? Which is repeating what they're saying? So obviously the Mishnah was like I'm saying. The Mishnah meant to say that the entire thing is considered to be Shemitah, and therefore the entire thing will be Ktofes's Dhamma, and we won't say it's prorated, and you might as well go yell at the Mishnah. Heter Shabem Neichan Halach. So go argue with the Mishnah. Leave me alone. No, it doesn't mean that, says Reb Chisda. It means that the Braita is clarifying that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is the author of the Reisha, that's all. That Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that Kulam Atnita Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Katanima. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was talking, he was the one that said over this Mishnah. Now, Lamaisa, you might think that that means that you'll be able to ask on me from this. Because it says over here, Beferish, that it's only a reference to the new growth. Don't turn around and ask me, Akasha, from Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because Ad Kan, the most that you could tell me about Reb Shimon Gamliel, is Ad Kan lo shamat Reb Shimon Gamliel doloka Torah. The most that you've proven over here is that in a case where something happens all on its own, it rains, there's new growth. And you're telling me, hey, at least Reb Shimon Gamliel says that we don't believe heter shebe'er. We say heter shebe'er meichan halach. You can't turn something that's heter into iser. Yeah, that's true. You didn't do anything, though, right? We're saying that gedulim are not mevatel the ikar. That's because there was nothing done to be mevatel. It was just part of the natural circumstances of the thing. But I would maintain that in a case, Echadeka Torah, had you done something, then, like my case, the Litra Betzolim, you now planted it, there I would say, even Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree, that actually the Gedulim would come and be Mavatal, the Iker, and there would be no prorating. I'm not trying to say only a Libet Rabbana. In other words, you came at me from Reb Shimon Gamliel to prove that the Rabbana hold of Elsa. Okay. You wanted to say now that the whole thing is Rav Shem Gamliel. Even if that's true, it's not a kasha on me. Maybe I can't prove anything to you, okay? I can't prove anything to you because you could say Rav Shem Gamliel, but you can't turn around and say, if it's Rav Shem, if the whole thing is Rav Shem Gamliel. So now we have a kasha on you. No, you don't have a kasha on me. Because we have to distinguish in terms of this halacha of Bittel about whether something was done or about whether this was just the natural development of the thing. Now, you must admit that this makes no sense according to the way the Ran has been learning the sugya up until now. In other words, what the Ran held was that the original issue about whether Gidulim or Mevatel the Iker was simply a way of asking, do Gidulim have the same din as the Iker or not? All of a sudden now, the Gemara seems to be ignoring all of his principles. The moment we said, well, what we're saying is that the Gedulim have one din, but the Iker has another din. Wait a minute. I thought that was a given throughout the sugya, that the Iker can't have a different din than the Gedulim. And now you're coming along, you're telling me that, wait, how is that supposed to work? So now we're changing our original assumptions. So now we have to redo the entire sugya. Maybe the Rosh was right. Says the Ran, no. There's still one important nakuda that you're ignoring. The important nakuda is that the din of bittel is not mevatel heter. The din of bittel is to mevatel iser. What you're doing is extending the concept of bittel to make it some type of description of reality, or description of something which will now recreate the state of a thing. That's the point over here. Whoever heard of such a thing? That's what we're saying. So even if so you're telling me, well, I mean, you know, if you've got new things that are chayav and meiser, why doesn't that make everything in chayav and meiser? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Whoever heard of being mevatel heter? Show me the dinim of taruva is about. I don't understand what we're talking about. The change over the iser heter is mevatel iser because it allows you to eat it. But where do we find that you're mevatel heter? The most you could say is, I can't get to the heter because there's so much iser here. I'm going to end up eating the iser, and the iser is awesome. But that the iser should change the din of the heter? Where does it say such a thing? Why? Why make such an assumption? We never found such a thing, says the Ran. Therefore, we're taking for granted that we're dealing here with a whole new issue. In that issue, if you understand that obviously there's going to be a difference of such a case, where it does not follow that just because the Iker does not have the same din as the Gidulim, that therefore the Gidulim are going to be Mevatel, because there's no such thing as Bittel of Heter. So now you want to extend the Halacha of Bittel. Fine. Extend the Halacha of Bittel where someone went out to be Mevatel. Nobody went out to be Mevatel. A thing is lying in the field. It's growing. You want to say now, is this part of the normal din of bittel? No, it's not. It doesn't look like bittel. It doesn't smell like bittel. It's nothing to do with bittel. So leave me alone. That's the point. So as we've moved really off of the major issues over here, which is the questions of bittel, of iser, into this whole new thing. And because of that, we're now going to start making these distinctions between whether somebody was toreach, is it similar to bittel, or not. But enochinami. Until now, once we would have established that we've got heter in the Gidulim, it's a given that the heter would be mevato, the iser of the kor. This is how the Ran understands the circuits. We're now sort of borrowing the inyanim of bittel to sort of apply it to the opposite case, and that's what Rav Chisda is saying. I don't even think it makes any sense at all. Heter can't disappear. The heter lahechan halach. Where did it go to?
He
the
heter.
I didn't know you.
The
heter
is the
Rosh
Hashanah.
Okay.
The
heter
is the
Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Hashanah comes from the Iker. Certainly won't be more than the Gedulim. So how can the heter part of the...
The heter part is the original onion. So how did it become now Chayev and Maaser? Here it is. I'm looking at it. It's right here. Tell me what happened to it.
Since it's mixed up with the...
What does that mean, it's mixed up?
Can it be identified?
Look, the truth is I'm a little bit being dofi ubikash. I mean, it's a big machlokas achronim over here, what the main issue is. Is the main issue because of the fact that it's identifiable, and therefore we would never say, or is this a question of the function of bitul barov? Right? That was the Keren Ora, among the achronim, learns that the issue over here is because of the fact that since we're talking about a davar shein zaro kol, we can still identify the original point. I mentioned to you that according to the Rush, that's basically the whole question. Whether in the course of growth we say that something still remains identifiable, or we say because of the constant exchange of nutrients and new cellular material that it may have the form of the original growth, but we don't view it as the original growth. Okay, so I mean, I really think that question we've been ignoring because we've been following the Ron's approach. And the Ron's approach was that, look, whatever the function is, however it works, if the gedulim are different than the yikr, then certainly they're going to be vital to the yikr. He may be taking for granted that that's not called yikr in the growth situation. I don't know. He definitely discusses this concept of the difference between changing the state of something or being matir it b'achila. And he just points out that as long as we're dealing with something that can be prorated, it doesn't make sense to deal with the bittul as changing its presence. It doesn't change its presence. It's not going to make something that's potter from meiser into something that's chayek from meiser. That's like magic. You know, that's the old I dub the fish for Lent, you know. And then that makes absolutely no sense. All right. So hecha de katarach would be bato baruba. Says the Gemara, is that true? How about the other case that we also had as a given in cases of maaser? You're telling me that as long as somebody did something, we are willing to change the actual status of what was originally heter. That's what you're claiming. Okay, explain now what you're going to do about the case of the prorated maaser batzal that was grown during Shemitah. What are you going to do about that? The guy went ahead, planted the shishis during Shemitah. The new growth is, obviously during Shemitah, growth isn't chayav in maaser. But the guy was toreach. He planted it, didn't just sit there. What are you going to do about that? You're trying to tell me, but if a guy had done something about it, then in a chinami we would give up on prorating things, we'd be bato barov. Is that so? How about the very case of the litra maser tevel? So you had over there the tevel of 1 litra. The katarach, the guy went in and planted it. And now he's got the growth of shvias. That's bevitalit. And we just said, Ota litra maaser alav mimakom acher lefi cheshbon. You're supposed to prorate the maaser. The case was now you've got 10. You started off with 1. It was ishbichan. Harehi ke'eser litrin. Remember the brayta that we just had yesterday, the closing brayta. The very brayta that we used to make the difference between shvias, which is growth-oriented, and maaser, which is not entirely growth-oriented, right? Gentlemen, are we here? So it has gotten an awful lot of data, but it's pretty clear. So that case itself, it mentions prorating, even though somebody went out to plant it and did something with it. It didn't just lie there with the rain coming down. You're claiming that we would, in fact, when it comes to prorating things, we would prorate it in a case, we would not rather prorate it in a case where somebody was toreach. It would be bato, that's what you said. I'm bringing you proof that in a case even where somebody was toreach, if you can prorate, then the bittel does not affect your ability to prorate something. I can identify, do I have to be able to point to it? Do I have to tell you this is chayav? This? No, because we're dealing with it, something that's monetary, so I can simply prorate its value. like in the sale of the truma, or the taking off proportionate amount of truma to masorot from something that was tevel, or identifying which part of this mixture is shvi'it or which part is not shvi'it. It's all proratable, so why shouldn't I? You're claiming that if somebody was toreach, we wouldn't prorate. Well, here we got a case in which somebody does plant it, and we do prorate. And what do you do about that? But it says, Maaser alav mimakom acher lafi cheshbon. You said, don't prorate it, the heter disappeared, and now you could go ahead and you could take off, the whole thing should be Maaser. That's what you said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabcha said. I want to know who'd be stupid enough to listen to you. Where could the heter have just disappeared to? And you're still not adequately addressing the problem. Ah, says Rabbi, not true. Rabbi Yochanan is actually based on a pasuk, you see. But that's because Maaser is unique. Why is Maaser unique? Shine gabe Maaser, the Yomakra, Aser ta Aser. Now, what do you mean, Aser ta Aser? You measured it once, do it again. So that means that it's possible indeed to be Mavato, the original heter, when it comes to Maaser. And you'll take off the Maaser again, second time around, because now it was Batel. Ah, so you'll say, so how come the case I have to prorate it when it comes to the Shvi'is one? This is a chap. It says, Aser Taser Kol Tfuat Zaracha. Now, if you planted a not kosher onion, because you never took off. I mean, normally, when you plant something, it's supposed to already be mitukan. You don't plant isra, you don't plant tevel, you plant now seeds that are mitukanim. If you're planting onions, they're onions of heter, not onions of isra. So where do we say the halacha of aser taser, where it's zaracha? The way that you would normally take it out. But if you're not going to behave like a mensch, you're going to put out something which is not zaracha, so to speak, because it's not the derech of people to be Zoreya Isser, so then it doesn't apply the Aser Taser, and then therefore we do the prorating. That would explain everything. So therefore, let's see that inside. Shine Gabe Maaser, Yomakra, Aser Taser, Ko Tvuat Zaracha, and it's Zaracha because Hetera Zari Inche. Isura lozari inchi, people do not normally go out to be Zorea Isur, they're metakein. And since that's the case, so we now understand why we will not prorate, because aser ta aser v'heter shvan lechem halach, and we will prorate the case where you did it be'isur. Now, there's one big problem about this little sugya. And that big problem is, as the Ron points out, that this can't be true. It can't possibly be true for a very simple reason. There is no case where you can have something that is still identifiable as a d'oraisa that will be chayav and maaser. The whole discussion revolves around a dover she'en zaro kala. Give me an example of something that is chayev and trumot and maasrot, she'en zaro kala. I mean, you're bringing right from the pasuk. I mean, you're telling me now the pasuk's telling me that didn't drop on it. A new gzerata katuv, that if the rabbana make it a takana, that you should take off trumas and maasrot, you should know Torah doesn't allow that takana to be up. I mean, come on, what are we talking about? Any species which is ein zaro kala is only a chayev de rabbana. It's got to be some type of vegetable, root vegetable. There's no such chiyuv in the Torah. Therefore, says the Ron, well, what's going on over here? How are we bringing a pasuk on something that doesn't make any sense? And if you're going to start talking to me about an asmachta, so then I'm still saying, you're stupid enough to listen to that. Why in the world would you go choose a crazy svara and then say, and we'll make an asmachta. You think you made it more valuable, your stupid svara, by putting it in an asmachta? You can say whatever you want and go make an asmachta? Tell me what this svara is. I'm still asking you, Manzait Lechavler of Yochanan Rabcha. The Ron is very troubled by that. At the end of it all, he says, the truth is, I don't understand. The truth is, I need a rabbi. That's interesting, he says that. I need to find a rabbi that's going to explain this one to me. but I'll try. But it's interesting. That's his language. Tzorech ani lasok mi rav baze. I need to find a Rebbe that's going to teach me. That's going to teach me.
Did they make the Gezerah ancient
Gezerah? It doesn't matter. It wasn't certainly in the Torah. But the truth is, we traced the Gezerah back of Yerek all the way back to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That was part of the takonas that he made, which we mentioned when we're talking about Uchifrotz Adavar and Divrei Hayamim. So he's got a little bit of a problem. He says, "Look, I'll try to give you a svara. I'll try to give you a svara because where you have, and this is part of the Ran's overall approach throughout the sugya. Remember, is that the Ran understands the nature of bittul to be a function of dissimilarity. Right? Remember, we spoke about this in the meaning of Devar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. His understanding of the way a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin works is because since the Isser tends towards Heter, if it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it isn't fundamentally that different from the Heter. And two things that are similar can't be mevatel each other. That's like min b'mino. It's this brilliant understanding of the nature of Bittul and how Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin would change that. He says sort of the same svara over here. So as he says, actually, things that are not similar are mevatel zeh, but an iser in another iser. So you have over here the case of a liter maaser. There the problem is teva. You want it now to be bottle in the gidulim, which are also aser. They're also because of shvias. Fine, so you're saying, okay, but shvias is irrelevant to the maaser. You're right, it may be irrelevant. But they tend towards similarity because both of them are us. And since l'shitati, where you have two things that are similar, they would not be included under the overall mechanisms of bittul. So in this case, iser b'iser over here should not be able to be mevatel. So therefore, I say in that case, inafinami, you'd have to prorate it. Mashain came in the other case where you have Isser Beheter, so then inafinami, one can be mevatel the other. It's bad. Look, I don't know. That's how he answered. I don't know. This is the best that I can do. Okay. That's a very, very fascinating sugya and a very difficult sugya. Guv. Omer Rabbi Chanina Tirta'a, Omer Rabbi Yanai. Finally, we get to the impact of the Mishnayot that we've been quoting on the original psak that was quoted of Rabbi Yanai, that a batsal of truma shenato v'rabu gidulav alikaro mutar. So we said that proved, at least according to Rabbi Yanai's precedent here, that lameimer de gidule heter malinataisu. And this is the first raya that we brought Rabbi Yitzchak Mafcha after Rabbi Yanai gave up. We went in and we quoted Rabbi Yanai to show that the gidulim are different than the ikar. Now this doesn't make any sense because there's a beferish in Mishnah that says what's not gidule truma truma. So what are you going to do about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says gidulim are considered to be the equivalent of the ikar, and you're coming along now and you're trying to tell me that the gidulim are mala the ikar when the gidulim have the same thing as the ikar. The Beferish from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai was never discussing Gidule Truma. He was talking about Gidule of Gidulim of Truma. So if the Gidule Gidulim are now greater than the Gidulim, they will be Mavat. So that's what he meant. No. That's not going to help you. Oh, no, my fault for that one. Anami Kanina. That's also, it says Beferish, Gidule Gidulim. Chulin. So I understand. I mean, that's a beferish of Mishnah. It can't be what he's referring to. Oh, but it doesn't say over there what kind of gidulei gidulin. Does it mean the second generation of the wheat that you originally had that was truma? You replanted it, wheat regrew, the Chachamim gave a din of Isser on Truman Olfing so that you won't do that kind of thing. The third generation is also Isser? No, third generation is Mutter. What does that have to do with onions? That's a Dovish Zaro Kala. I understand there's nothing left of the original thing, and therefore the Gedulei Gedulin is already, you're right, each generation now adds a distance to the original halacha. But what are you talking about, a dover she'ein zaro kalah? As our Mishnah made very clear, what's it possible to distinguish between gedulin and gedulin gedulin? I would have thought it's the same halacha. Therefore, but maybe that's what Rabbi Yana is talking about. Kamashman afilu bedavar she'ein zaro kalah. Vatnan hatevo gidulav butarim bedavar she'zaro kalah. Aval davar she'ein zaro kala, gidulei gidulav asurim. So that there is now, on a davar she'ein zaro kala, still an iser. So what exactly are you saying? That is, memonifshah. We're talking about over here, ribuya, the rabu gidulin al ikaro, mutar. And the point over here is that when we say gidule gidulim are asurim, that's talking about where there's no rov. So they continue to grow, and they're asur. Rabbi Yana is coming to say, but what about if there would be a rov gidule gidulim? Rov gidule gidulim indeed would be sufficient to be mavatol. So over here, we're talking about by the batzal of truma, is the gidule gidulim were rabu al hagidulim. That would be the case, and that would all that's all that he was referring to. Okay, there's a lot of loose ends in this sugya. A lot of loose ends. It may be worthwhile for us to do a little bit of a review if we have time tomorrow, to try to work out what those loose ends are, just to leave the questions hanging so we understand the problems. But meanwhile, we're going to say, Hadron Halacha Noder Min HaYerek. Shall we give up? Shall we still hope? You told us that a week ago. We're still hoping for Saba Josh, but I guess snow is not the best time for him to come out for the first time. So go on. All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
he doesn't talk a lot. I mean, let's be real. Moshe Rami Bar Chama. Konim perotei lo alai konim Shani ocher shani toem. Mutar b'chilufeim b'bigidulim. Baben dvarim amurim b'davar she'zaro kala, ava b'davar she'in zaro kala, afilu gidule gidulim asuri. This is beferish here. Om Rabami, Abrababa, that's of course. But that's because we're dealing with konamot. Konamot is a davar she'shel matirin. Wheel, the iboy mitcha, alay ravilu g'davar she'shel matirin, ve'in abate b'ro. Well, what about Truma? Truma should also be a davar she'shel matirin. The iboy mitchale ubatli barov. It's not sa'at truma t'meyash nafla lepachot mimeyak fulin teirakev. But had it fallen in to enough to be mevatelit, which is 100 to 1, halameya ta'ale amre. We're talking about here truma biyak kohen askinan. He can't be shoyal on it. Lo matzi mishal, or perhaps even the Yisrael can't be shoyal on it. It's not in the hands of a kohen. Well, it was in the hands of a kohen. It's talking about Yisrael shenaflo mibeit avim o kohen askina. No, not talking about that either, sir. Because akatani seifa timacher lakohen chutz b'dmei ota sa'as. Obviously, he does not have ownership of that sa'as. He couldn't have inherited it. Okay, so then the difference has got to be in the essence of truma and konamot. Must be this. Ela ema bishlama konamot. It's a mitzvah la chule ela ema shum the Rabbi Natan. Doama Rabbi Natan, kol hanoder kilu banabama, vamekaimo kilu maktira leha, mashainkein avo truma. What's the mitzvah la chule ela? Therefore, it's not considered to be a davashi ishlamatiri. Gufa, om Rabbi Yochanan. litra bitzolik shetikna v'zara mitaseret afikula, and Rabbah was sitting and saying it over. Who's going to listen to you? It makes absolutely no sense. Heter shebehem leichan alak. Oh, Marley, what are you asking on me for? Isn't it a Mishnah? Milot nan dekavata. How about the case of the Bitzalim? Shiyodu alim dishamim. The Tzimchu. Ima yu alim shalem shechorin asurin. Oriku butarim. I don't understand why, if the leaves are dark, they're usher because they grew in the eighth year, in the seventh year, and therefore usher the sixth year, and they make it shvius, and now the domim is all going to be shvius. And you say the same thing. I'm like, well, what in the world? Did you misunderstand the Mishnah? Misavart al ikar katani? We weren't even talking about what the din is of the ikar. We were talking about one of the dinners of the Tosefet katani asuri. Oh yeah? So then what's Shimon Gamliel trying to say in the Braita? My out of Shimon Gamliel Amemar, the time of Shimon Gamliel Amemar. Nope, it's only Hagadel B'chiyuv that's Chayav, but Hagadel B'patur in the sixth year is Patur. I thought that's exactly what the Tanakhama Nami Achiyama. He's just clarifying who the Tanakhama is, sir. Kula Matita, Rav Shimon Gamliel Katanil, that's all. Okay, but Atkan Lo Shamat Leil Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Ella de lo katorach, avalecha de katorach, certainly it would be bato beruba. Oh, is that so? Kol echa de katorach bato beruba, huh? How about the case of litra maaser, which was in the sixth year growth? That was tevel, that he planted now to grow in shviyah. So he was torea, and katani, ota litra maaser alea mibakom acher, lefichesh bar. It says you're supposed to prorate it. How come you're supposed to prorate it? That's different. Shani Gaba Maaser, you see, in the case that I was talking about, where you planted the litra that became 10 litras. So you're saying, why take off for the full 10? Because the Torah says you could take off Maaser again. Aser ta Aser. So you say, so why in this case is any different? Because Heter is Ariyinche. Yisur Elos Ariyinche. Gufa Rebbe Chanina Tarita, Rebbe Yanai, Batzal Shal Terumash in Nitzao. Mutar, and we said that that seems to prove that Rav Yanai holds Malinatayisur. The only problem is the unfortunate Mishnah. What's that? Gidulei truma truma. Well, he was talking about gidulei gidulim. No, gidulei gidulim is a Mishnah. And I mean, Tanina, gidulei gidulei chulin. And Rav Yanai is coming to tell me that. No, Kamashu afilu b'dover shein zaro kalam. But it's talking about third generation versus continued growth from an onion. V'atnana tevel gidulam mutarim b'davar shezarokala, avu b'davar she'en zarokala gidulei gidulin isurim. So what's Rabbi Yanai saying? That the gidulei gidulin will be malin? How could they be malin if they're usher? That's talking about where it wasn't the rove. So over there, they now are considered to be extensions of the ikar. But in the case of Ribuya, the Rabu Gidulin ala ikar, over there it's mutter, that's the Chiddush of Rav Yanai. That's what he's coming to be, Kamashbanan.
Are these a special kind of